worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I have no clout, I have no class, I have no dignity.
Kara.
It's usually right around the time of Food Over Fans.
Mickey.
Do they have pizza in Alaska?
And Lazy E.
I got curious eyes.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Just a friendly reminder to everyone listening that if the nukes start flying, we here on the East Coast have about 30 seconds. So just keep that in the back of your mind as we steadily approach World War III. My name is Crisco, welcoming you to a freak accident, joined by my three co-hosts, which means it's a full crew yet again. Lazy E here.
I am the most tired I've ever been recording here, and it's all because of last night.
All right. A man who does not drink is about to school us on the crazy night that he had.
Oh, it was insane.
We have Kara here.
Hi.
You're not wearing headphones because you left them at home, but you can still hear me with your ears.
Huh?
I'm sitting right here.
What? I can't see your mouth either. This is weird. I can't hear your mouth.
So she can't, like, intuit what I'm saying from reading my lips either.
Nope.
And Mickey's here as well.
Unfortunately.
It's always unfortunately. Yeah, she regrets every decision she's ever made so much. But our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the name of the show, by the way. Did I mention that yet?
Nope.
I'm tired, too. It's been an awful couple days. But the website's afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. So log on, log in,
log up.
What?
I wasn't going to say the last part because I thought that's too stupid, but she went and did it anyway. So
don't worry, we got stupid with us.
Kara's holding down the stupidity, yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I've had nuclear holocaust on the brain the last couple of days. Well, did you hear about today? Russia dropped a bomb on a maternity hospital.
Yep. Oh,
so it's like, you guys are just straight up committing war crimes now, but nobody's going to go in and do anything to stop them, because if you do that, you might initiate World War III, and that means nukes,
yep,
which means the end of the human race. So, you know, it's just, it's nice. It's nice that this is the world that we live in. It's super
beautiful.
Cool. Yeah, beautiful. It just paints a wonderful mosaic across the sky.
Somebody needs to assassinate Putin. That's what needs to happen.
How hard could it be?
Pretty hard.
I heard, now again, in the world of fake news, like everything is conjecture. Apparently I had heard one of the oligarchs put a enormous bounty on his head. So, you know,
might happen.
Yeah. If I'm one of his cabinet members, assuming that there is such a thing in Russia, you know, I'm going in there with a samurai sword and lopping that dude's head clean off.
Fing.
That's right. All right, it's over now. It's over. We're all okay.
Give him my money.
Bring the boys home.
Baby, I want my money. Don't you mess up the song.
No, it does. Hey. It's Ruples over there. We got to get the baby. I got the Ruples. Da. I said da. Baby, I've got the Ruples.
He's putting that beat down.
Well done, Lazy.
Jokes.
Yeah, we got them.
we didn't get them yet, but we will. We will. There's your bounty on Putin. So why are you so sleepy, pal?
All right. So it started out, my cat puked a bunch of times.
I thought he was going to say, my cat has a drinking problem.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well.
We just had to sit him down. No.
They had an intervention.
And then get him on the program.
He went to the bathroom, but didn't go. Twice. Like, he was trying, but he couldn't go.
Does he grunt?
Yeah,
does he
no.
Sit, does he sit in the cat box going like, meow?
So.
Do cats squat like dogs?
Meow! Because that's sometimes a sign of urinary problem.
Yeah.
I was going to go to the 24-hour vet around here.
Mm-hmm.
I call them up beforehand. Thankfully, I did. 6 to 10 hour wait.
Woo!
So I was like, nope. But I had to get him somewhere because I was like, I would not be able to sleep. So 45-minute drive later, I ended up at, well, local people will know, Stroudsburg.
Oh. You had to drive all the way to Stroudsburg?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, Bartonsville.
But it's either Stroudsburg. That or Clark Summit.
Both are probably equidistant from where you are, too, right?
Yeah. So I drive up there. We get it fixed out. We find out he has diabetes.
Okay.
Aww. Which is, that's actually thought, the better of the answers. Guess. You could live with, they could live with diabetes.
I was going to say, isn't this the cat that you had to give insulin to before?
No. So
of all the EDs you can get, diabetes is the one that you want.
Hmm.
I love EDs. But, so.
He EDs.
Put it all together. I didn't get home till 2:30 in the morning and had to wake up for work. That was fun.
Yeah.
So I'm dying.
So he has diabetes. Did they do anything to help him pee?
They gave him an anti-vomiting thing, which reduced the hairballs, and then he was able to pee. Because I guess when hairballs get stuck in the stomach, it reduces their chances to pee.
That's weird, because one of our cats, he had urinary problems back when he was younger, and so now we have to have him on the special science diet food.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, I always wondered, why does it target urinary control and hairball? I guess those two things go together. Was that your throat?
What?
Was that your hairball? It's because I was drinking soda.
Mickey has a hairball.
Yeah, Mickey's thinking hairball. She's got hairball on the brain, so she's developing
one. I have a hairball.
Yeah.
Cats have different things. I didn't know that was like a... They have that much hair in their stomach?
They could if they don't
They clean themselves with their mouths.
Right.
Have you seen how much a cat sheds?
No, actually. Wait, is
she has a golden doodle that does not shed.
Right, and I had dogs that used to shed, and my dogs, like, they all, you know, lick and all that stuff, but cats are, like, way more intense about it, is what we're saying.
Yes, that's how they bathe.
Yeah, cat hair just, it just, I don't know.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
Yeah, it my house,
though, right?
The air in my house is probably...
No, it's still...
Probably one part oxygen, one part cat hair.
Yeah.
It's probably just all, you know...
You're breathing it in right now.
It's the danda. Well, that sucks, man, but I'm glad the cat is okay.
Yeah, and surprisingly, I thought the insulin would be a pain in the butt to get in there, but the needle, you just go, tick, and it's in.
So it's not like a pill that you gotta
give
him?
No, you have to give him a needle.
Okay.
But it's easier than
so
probably...
it's like subcutaneous. It goes in the skin just a
little prick. But that all I had to do was take a tuft where it's the fatty part, and it just goes...
Yeah, that might be that. It's probably easier than having to feed a cat a pill. That's right. Anytime we need to give any of the cats any kind of medication, you go for the liquid medication because then they just give you like the it's like
a gun.
Yeah, like a dropper or whatever. You just got to get it in their mouth and you fire it all in there, and they hate it. Their head does that thing where it spins around like a drill, and then they run off and they go.
Foam at the mouth. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But it's way easier than trying to get them to swallow a friggin' pill.
They have those pill gun things.
Oh, yeah.
You do the same thing. You just go, bam!
Yeah, it's like a rubber band gun, and it like launches the pill into the back of their throat. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, getting a cat, a dog, feed a dog a pill, super easy. Wrap it in cheese, put it in a piece of meatball. They're
sometimes
just going to eat it.
Yeah, depends on the dog.
Cat, though, impossible.
Interesting.
There's literally, they have these things now because my mother-in-law has to give medication to her cat. They're like these little meatballs that you put the pill in, and then there's a little meat lid that goes on it. So it fully seals the pill.
I want that.
I want that for my multivitamin in the morning. Fully seals it in, right? And she will give it to the cat, and the cat will eat all of the meat and then spit the pill back out on the ground.
That's
smart. You SOB.
It was funny. The vet was like, man, he's hissing and growling at us a lot. I go, you just stuck a thermometer up his butt.
Yeah.
You do that to me, I'm going to hiss and growl at you too.
Yeah. Yeah, Rugby was not happy the last time we took him to the vet. They had to put a collar on him and a leash to try and control him. And he was just, he turned into the Tasmanian devil.
Oh,
like he was
no.
on the ground and he's just going, he's just spinning. And the girl's like, oh my God, he's going to strangle himself. And he stops long enough to go, and then he goes right back to Rah! He just goes back to spinning
like he was showing her yes
yeah.
I am
yeah. Yes, like, yes I am strangling myself but my anger outweighs my pain.
That's funny.
Yeah. You've never had any cats, Kara? Mm-hmm.
I'm sort like I thought I was way more allergic than I guess
I am. I thought
you
were going to say I thought I had a cat, but it ended up being Timmy.
Sometimes you don't know. They hide. Think about Roswell. You know what I mean? We sure. never see that friggin' cat.
No, we never had cats.
Do Always you still dogs. Have the cat?
Yeah, Miso's still there.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he's still in his own room.
I was going to say, like, you got him fenced off from all of the dogs,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, so now he's got to clear, because before he was in my full art room, so, like, unless I, like, gated off the door, I couldn't, like, introduce him to the dogs, but you kind of have to do that smell thing anyways.
Yeah.
So now he can see the dogs fully, the dogs can see him, they've got the fence between them, so, like, they're getting there, but he's not really having it.
Yeah.
That's how we dealt with Mickey on this show
well,
at first.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to keep her fenced off.
Yeah, she could see us.
You got too close, she tried to rip your throat out. Uh-huh. You know? I was like, eh, you know, we got there, though.
Growled, hissed.
Yeah, had to like cover her in a towel, and then we had to smell the towel for a while to get used to the scent of her. It was a whole thing, but it worked out. Look how well we get along now.
Yeah, it's true.
She's not plotting our demise at all.
So I must really be more like the dog then of the, the podcast. You are. I came in all excited and happy to see you guys. Licked all your faces.
She smelled my butt before I walked in.
Yeah, that was real weird, but I was like, hey, I'm into weird. Let's roll with this. Let's
fit
roll
right
with.
In.
What did you eat?
Bacon. Bacon and peanut butter, my favorite. So on the show today, a Florida man.
Love those trips.
Our favorite
nugget of the universe.
Yeah. Our favorite what was that prefix to any story? Mm-hmm. A Florida man. Just leave it at that. Was pulled over for speeding, but had a very unique excuse as to why he was speeding.
Mm-hmm.
There is a listener active segment that we're going to get to where we asked you, the listener, on our social media profiles to choose whether you want to be smart and sad or dumb and happy.
All right. Got my answer locked and loaded.
For a lot of these people, I don't think they have a choice. They are one of these two things, right?
People don't have choices with this, but it's nice to pretend.
Sure, yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, I want to be dumb and happy. It's like, well, buddy, I hate to break it to you, but you are already dumb. So if you're not happy, you're doing something wrong. We've got a woman who wants her husband to pay a significant sum of money for something. That, like, some relationships just do automatically without anybody charging anybody anything. But we'll see how much, I guess, we would charge for the same thing. And the first body part that you wash in the shower says something about your personality.
Ooh.
Number three will make you cry.
Boom chakalaka.
So what I said warranted a boom chakalaka. You're supposed to respond to what the person says, not just say noises.
I told you I was tired, too.
Waka waka!
She can't hear anything. She doesn't have her headphones.
Did you say something?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's just faking it the whole time. Yeah. Blind leading the blind on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
All right, this is from Fox 35.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun. I'm sorry, waka waka.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka.
Shake and bake. A Florida man in specifically Palm Coast, Florida.
Mm.
This is where one of my friends, near where one of my friends lives. He lives in West Palm Beach.
Is it him?
It might be. Who knows? What's this guy's name? Is his name on here?
I saw a picture of him. He looks like a guy that would do this.
Okay, no. My friend is a dapper gentleman. He would not be caught dead doing something like this. Not quite. I don't know, though. Get a couple of tequilas in him. We'll see. anyway, he recently got pulled over for speeding and offered quite a few excuses, actually, for his reasons for speeding. And by the way, Palm Coast, according to this, about 30 miles north of Daytona Beach, specifically. Mm. So, painting a picture. Now, we have...
the body cam.
The audio from the body cam footage.
And you'll hear his excuse.
Okay, so let it rip.
Yeah, there was no reason for that at all. I would put people's lives into safety.
I just found out that Putin has just said he's going to launch nuclear thermal war against the world. I was trying to get back to my house. What's going on?
No, I said that.
What?
I said. Yeah, I know. Kara can't hear because she doesn't have headphones. He said, I just found out Putin's going to launch thermonuclear war against the world.
He's got to get back to his house?
Yep.
Yeah, to find out. But he already found out.
No, man, again, 30 seconds. That's about all that we're going to have. When those bombs start flying, it's over real quick.
So when he gets back to his house, what's he going to do?
Turn on the news.
Find out more about the same stuff he already knows?
Got to watch Tucker.
Well, hurry up.
Tucker's going to be tracking those bombs as they're falling.
Did the cop let him go?
Well.
Let's find out.
No. They pulled him over for... First of all, this is what exactly he did before he was pulled over. He ran a stop sign, and he was doing 50 in a 30. Hmm. Okay, so a little bit quick.
Mm-hmm.
So first, that was before that.
Yeah.
Where he said, first, he claimed he just bought the car.
Oh.
He was only speeding... Because he didn't know how to get it out of sport mode.
Sport mode. Oh. Sport mode makes you go fast. I forgot about that.
Well, I mean, my Subaru has a sport mode, and it's literally just you shift the thing over to where it says plus or minus, so you can shift up
it's
and down.
So it's
triptronic. Yeah. Okay. It's basically like that. It's like simulating being a standard shift.
Except, the clutch.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which is like...
Not
why
real.
Bother
sport, you know? Yeah, it's really not sport mode at all. Yeah, so he couldn't get out of sport. So he thought, if I just go real fast,
he'll get somewhere that will help him.
I'll break the space time continuum and come back around to a time when this car wasn't in sport mode.
Right.
That was maybe his logic.
That was a good try.
Then his story changed.
Oh, that's weird.
He claimed he only ran the stop sign to avoid another car that was coming.
Oh.
The car that wasn't there.
But the cop had seen the whole thing and said that there was no other car there. And that just wasn't
figured.
True. I have my eyes, sir. That's not true. Yeah.
Next excuse. Yeah,
he may not have had his headphones either, but he did have the peepers, and he was able to determine that is not true. So then his story changed again, and he claimed he just found out Putin was threatening nuclear war. Mm. He was rushing home to read the news. So he wasn't even rushing home to watch the news. He wanted to read the news in his newspaper.
Well,
that doesn't come out till the next day.
It makes sense, though, because he can't listen to the newspaper. You know, he wants to read it, so he has to get home. He can't drive at the same time as he's reading.
Right.
So that would really
be unsafe.
That would be super unsafe.
Yeah, that would totally. This guy seems like he's just a complete rational thinker.
Obviously. Mm,
he makes good choices with his life.
Yeah.
However, though, the stop happened on February 24th, so believe it or not, the timeline does match up. That was the day Russia invaded Ukraine.
Okay.
So it is possible that this dip heard someone say something about Russia invading or something, and he freaked out. But that doesn't excuse the first two excuses.
That's the thing. If that was his first excuse, maybe. But it was his third.
Well, he's just going to keep going until one's stuck.
Lazy E, you'll appreciate this. The police posted the body cam footage on social media with the hashtag Russian home.
Yeah!
Where's my CSI stick?
He's not ready for it.
Maybe.
No.
Wait.
Gotta let it play all out.
Wait, you gotta let it go. Turn it off. Start it over again. I'm gonna give it to you, okay? Sir, next time you may consider not Russian
home.
What'd you do?
You really blew it.
Can't do it again.
Sir, don't be Russian around.
Boom, chakalaka.
I was waiting to time... Whatever. All right, fine.
Doesn't work that way.
You know what it feels like.
You might want to fix your...
Uh-oh.
Your cranium.
Your cranium.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
With zest.
There's the end.
tear down this wall of humor.
What?
That's a historical reference. Don't you? What? No. All right. Well, anyway. Anyway, get better excuses, and I'll try to get better jokes. wasn't even a pun. Up next, the listener active. Would you rather be smart and sad or dumb and happy? We'll get our answers and we'll get yours.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Would you rather?
Would you rather tie?
Oh, jeez. I always forget that there's, like, a legitimately produced music track after the guy talking into a soapbox.
Yeah. Give anyway, him a little good, give him a little bad.
We're very professional, I feel like. We have a lot of professional things happening here.
You can't even hear it. You don't even know what it sounds like.
It sounded like...
She can hear through my headphones.
Was she just doing Sugar in the Morning? That's what it sounded like.
I don't know. Did I nail that?
I think you got it pretty close.
Wow! You should change that sound effect.
Do it again. What was it? No, super close. All right, so the question that was posed on our social media for this listener active, which we do, and that's why you should follow us on social media, is because we do these things to get your input and make you a part of the show. You okay?
Yeah,
Your eyes are like...
you stared like you're like...
Well, because I had to get Mickey and I tried to look away earlier.
Her eyes are like pie pans. Like, they're huge. Yeah, look at them.
What the hell?
She's terrified. Anyway. This was the question. A new poll asked, if you had to choose, would you rather be smart and sad or dumb and happy? Mm-hmm. So we'll wait for the results until after we answer. So, Mickey, would you rather be smart and sad or dumb and happy?
Seeing as I'm already the first one, I'd rather be dumb and happy.
You think you're smart and sad.
Yeah.
But you'd rather be dumb and happy.
Yes.
Okay.
I hate to break it to you. You're not one of those.
What is she? She's neither?
No, she's not. I'm saying what she says she is. She's not one of them.
Oh, yeah. She's not. Yeah.
You're sad. We knew that.
Yeah.
Smart.
It's nice to know that Mickey at least realizes she is not happy and would like to be happy.
Yeah.
Maybe if we just hit you with a big enough hammer and knock a couple of brain cells out of there.
If I was just dumb, we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Right.
Yeah. Make me very happy. I wouldn't have to think about certain things.
Ignorance is bliss, as they say.
It is.
Kara.
That was my answer, was ignorance is bliss. Because, okay, if you're smart and sad, you have to be smart to analyze all the things you're sad about and, like, really get into it. So then you're, like, really sad. But dumb and happy... You don't even know that you're dumb because you're dumb. So you just like boot doo doo doo.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So that's my official answer.
I knew this answer before we even had this podcast. I knew it during The Matrix. I take the blue pill. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I want to be like, ignorance is bliss.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd rather just know we're in a perfect world and I don't want to know the machines behind it.
Don't care.
Why?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That, you just want that steak.
Yeah. Put my pill in a little nugget of bacon and then I'm happy.
I at the risk of sounding like an egomaniac, I consider myself smart and sad already. And not necessarily saying that I'm hyper intelligent, but I think about things way too much. When I overanalyze, it makes me sad when I realize how things are. And how blissfully stupid most people are, which makes me even more sad. So it's a self-defeating process, really.
Mm-hmm.
So given the alternative, I would love to be dumb and happy and just be as stupid as everybody else in the world, just believing whatever.
Yeah.
Birds aren't real, Earth flat, whatever. It doesn't matter. Those people at least seem happy about, you know, being onto it or knowing what the government's up to. It's like versus actually knowing what the government's up to, which is just like, oh man, that just sucks.
It's worse.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, man, you know what? Like, it isn't even cool. Like, the answer isn't something cool or exciting. It's just a big bummer. That's all that it is. So, we did pitch this out to our listeners, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kara, I believe you have a couple of answers from some source there.
Yeah, it's from some source. from the sun. Just kidding. Okay.
It's from one of our posts.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It's from Instagram. The first answer comes from Dan the Man, 7813. He says, I'm content with being me, a guy who doesn't know square roots but knows Baker Street is a great tune. Do you know Baker Street?
I do know Baker Street. I don't know who sings it, though.
Is it a great tune?
I don't know.
Well,
Lazy E, criticize, go. Critical analysis. Yeah.
Go. Booyah.
So.
It's more noises.
Do we think? Yep. So I guess that means dumb and happy? Is he dumb then?
Sounds pretty dumb. I'm not going to lie. No offense, Dan.
Sorry, Dan.
But yeah.
You are the man, though.
Incredible dumb answer.
All right. Then we've got Grudzy88 says, dumb and happy, oblivious to all the world's problems, and live life with a smile.
Technically, I'm already oblivious. I forget about that.
That's because you're oblivious.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. I'll do it, but those are my two. I only have the two on there.
All right, so I mean, I'm noticing a pattern here, though. Everybody seems to be, we all picked dumb and happy. Mm-hmm. Both of those responses picked dumb and happy. And now we have some more from Instagram. Parchment Paths says, smart and sad, I think, because sadness doesn't last forever and I'd still be smart.
That's a tax.
No, it's not the way it works.
Yeah, no, you know, it's perpetual.
You're going to be sad forever.
Yeah. I'm sad all the time, so I get it. You know what I mean? Sadness doesn't, you know. Yeah.
That is taxes.
Yeah, guess what? Stay smart, you'll stay sad. I assure you that's how it works. And then we have, Konar the Barbarian. I recognize him by the name. Dumb and happy. I am. No one asks a dummy for any kind of help. Thus happy I am. He talk like caveman.
That's a good point, though.
Me happy.
But here's
happy,
the thing.
Happy, no sad. Sad, no happy.
By giving that answer, are they smart?
Maybe.
Ooh.
I see what he's getting at. He's asking, like, you know, is it...
If you know you want to be dumb and happy, you're smart.
Are you already smart? Yeah.
So wait, we're all smart and sad.
But we want to be dumb and happy. Yeah. But because we know we want to be dumb and happy, we're
that makes
sad,
us smart,
smart
and sad. Because we know we're not. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know I'm dumb, but I'm sad. I got the worst of both.
That's not a choice.
I don't have.
I'm sorry. That can't be true.
I know it's not a choice. That's why I go to therapy.
There you go. Incidentally, in the actual poll that we're drawing this from, dumb and happy won.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
But interestingly, in the poll, only by a slim margin, because of all the answers we just went through, only one said happy and smart and sad.
Yeah.
But in the poll, it was 36% to 35%.
Wow, that's close.
The other 29% said they weren't sure.
That's such a cop out.
Yeah, well, that, you know what? That automatically makes you dumb and happy because if you don't know the answer, you're not analytical enough to figure it out. Therefore, slot it into the correct category.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right. We're all right.
Interestingly, men were more likely to say smart and sad.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm not a man.
Because more of them want to be smart is what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, they're dumb as bricks, but they wish they weren't.
Right.
They'd give anything because most of them are probably dumb and sad. They don't understand why. So they're like, at least if I was smart, I'd know.
That's it. That's probably it, yeah.
Women were more likely to choose dumb and happy.
Well.
I mean, dumb and happy.
Well, ladies, what do you all think about your choices? All four of us.
Great.
When's my first Shark Week?
Boom shakalaka.
And boom goes the dynamite. So if you want to still weigh in, though, and you didn't get a chance to respond to any of these on our social media because you're lame and you don't pay attention to such things.
They're not smart and sad.
Right, yeah. Yeah, get dumb and happy and send your response to freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, we have something. A woman who wanted her husband to pay an extreme amount of money for something kind of normal.
For a couple, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get to it on A Freak Accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
You're having my baby, but alone.
ever noticed? I'm just going to make an observation.
Thank you for that observation.
Wow.
I feel great. Have you ever noticed, like, Mickey checks out of every segment, like, before it's even over?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the moment I say up next, she turns her face away from the microphone.
She's out.
Picks up her phone, starts checking what's what, and takes a slug of her soda. Like, just boom. Like, she, you probably don't even know the last however many words I said in that last segment. See? Just checks right
Oblivious.
Out. Meanwhile, Kara's always late to the party.
Yeah.
The segment starts. And she's over there dialing something in.
I'm. Not, we know I'm habitually late. Habitually late.
Dumb and happy.
Her inability to hear without headphones is affecting her speech. She's virtually deaf right now.
And my mouth is super dry because I didn't bring a drink.
And there's a big piece of drool and slobber
dripping out one side of her. Ew, oh my god, is there?
All right. So this is interesting. This is from Reddit originally, and then I guess BuzzFeed picked up the story. So some guy posted that his wife told him she would only have a baby.
Now, mind you, they both want to have a baby.
Okay.
She would only do it if he agreed to pay her $50,000.
Now, they are on the upper bracket of making money. I think it said somewhere in the article that they make $175,000 a year.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it, I mean, just to put it into perspective of where we're at.
They've been together for 6 years. They aren't legally married, but they did a commitment ceremony 2 years ago. Which, like, if you're going to go through the trouble to do that, why not just do the thing?
Cheaper.
Because the government, man.
Taxes.
Okay, it's always taxes. They've always kept their finances separate and split everything 50-50. That adds a layer of complexity to it, okay? Including the mortgage. They both want kids. She recently found out that when she goes on maternity leave, her company will only pay 50% of her salary for 6 months.
Ah, so this is making up the other half of her salary.
That's a really garbage maternity leave for somebody who makes that much money, don't you think?
Well, I think normal maternity leave is only 3 months.
Okay.
So if she's pushing for 6 months, that would...
Oh, you know what? Maybe they pay you in full for three, but half for six. That might make sense.
Tell her to go back to work sooner. F you, lady.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome
that
to...
That was Kara.
EFF.
Welcome to the third world of the United States of America. You don't get paternity leave or maternity leave. Stay at work.
Yeah. Work through labor.
Yeah, let somebody else raise your kids.
oh, my God.
Because of that, she thinks... He should have to help out financially and cover $50,000 of that salary. But, like, if you're both in this relationship together, isn't he kind of already?
Yeah.
Right?
What I'm already looking at this is you both want a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like one is fighting for it and the other doesn't want it. You want the kid. You don't get paid for it.
What's okay. I mean, but
that's
again,
a prostitute
in a relationship where you're both paying 50% of everything.
Yeah.
Right. This is already impacting her being only paid 50% of her salary. This is already impacting your collective finances.
Sure. Right.
Because you're still going to be paying everything 50-50.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's just less that you'll be able to do because one half of you will have that amount less money to spend. Mm-hmm. So I still don't understand why arbitrarily moving one amount of money from one person's pocket to the other makes any sense in this scenario, because now he's out that 50 and you have it, but the amount of money that you're spending is still the same.
Or this is the typical scenario of the relationship isn't working and this is a have a kid to try to save it.
I mean, maybe.
Like, she's worried they're going to break up then, so at least she has that extra money.
Sure.
That poor kid, though.
This is, you know what this is? This is a...
Like, when it's born?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the way they are, number one, obviously, but number two, like, imagine finding out that your parents wanted a baby, but, like, your mom didn't want to have you enough, that, like, she needed to get that extra money, because otherwise it was like...
Or you could look at it as... I'm the $50,000 baby. I was worth a lot.
I don't think that's that much. I would definitely need to be worth
50
more.
Grand. Yeah, that's less than some cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'd be happy with it. Dumb and happy, man.
Well, you know, I was going to say, these people, like this, what I'm describing here, like logically that makes sense to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
These people are obviously in the smart and sad category because look at this. They're out. They're punking themselves out by thinking too much about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People online seem to be split about it. Some think it's a fair request.
No.
Since they always keep their finances separate. But the guy says it just feels gross and transactional.
Yeah.
And she's asking him to bribe her to have a baby, essentially. Yeah. I mean, like I said, again, it's the kind of thing where if you're agreeing to split everything 50-50, you collectively still have between you $50,000 less to spend.
Right.
Because now, if she only has, let's just say, she was making $100,000 a year, right? Now she only has 50. Well, guess what? That's only, that means that 50% of everything you buy over the next year can't exceed $50,000. Whereas before, it would have exceeded 100. But if you, the guy, gives her 50, well, that's just 50 less that he has to spend. So it's still the same amount of money.
What I'm looking at it as, you're basically married. Have a kid because you want to have a kid. Don't talk about it as a money thing.
Right.
That's terrible.
This is one of those smart and sad situations.
They're sick.
I don't even think it's smart. I think this is dumb and sad.
Yeah.
And this I know that's not a choice. But
that's a rare category
is this the curse? Like, this is what people are talking about when they say money can't buy happiness, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, this is the kind of thing where, like, you're losing out on, you know, that money. But you're obviously big earners. Like, you're making a lot more than that every single year between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things, like, money's that important to you now, even despite all the money that you're making?
And I agree with Kara. If that kid ever finds out, well, how much does mom really love me?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Did she really want me?
Yeah, apparently only $50,000.
Sounds like she wanted
She wanted time off more than she wanted me.
Like, yeah. And to get paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that apparently she could take more time off besides that, but then she wouldn't get paid at all.
Oh, well, then forget it.
Yeah.
So if she decides to take more than 6 months, she wants the guy to pay her another $50,000. Like, again, like...
You're broke, then.
What?
This is collective finances, though.
Doesn't make any sense.
You're still just moving dollars between two people who are equally splitting everything, so it's not making a difference.
But that's their problem. Their biggest problem is they're splitting everything equally anyway. That's not the biggest problem. They have a lot of problems.
No, I was going to say, their biggest problem is they're talking about
a financial transaction.
Yeah, for a baby. Yeah.
I guess this is one of those things, too, where it's like, you know, at that point, like, you're still splitting everything 50-50. Like, at that point, why don't you just pull your finances together? Is the $5,000 or $6,000 more a year that the other person's making really going to upset the boat that much?
Yeah, we can balance the scales here. Both of them can stay working and make their full amount, and you pay the $50,000 to a surrogate.
Ooh, even better idea. What if he just gives up $50,000 of his salary? Now you're both making $50,000 less, and you can be happy about that, right? That's even.
I got a better idea. He leaves her.
All right.
And finds somebody that wants to have a kid because they love each other.
That's
but that's supposedly,
I don't want to
normal, but
rock the boat a little bit on that idea.
That's not the option, though. We need to mock these people for being dumb and selfish. That's what we're here to do.
No, they're dumb still.
Yeah, I just said they're dumb,
but for a different reason.
Okay,
they're staying together, and they don't love each other.
Yeah, they don't.
Listen, here's an idea. Okay, both of you. Get into a canister, like an eight, you know, a 5 foot wide, 10 foot deep canister, and just have somebody pour cement over you.
Oh, wow.
No, the guy's fine. He doesn't want to, he wants to have a kid.
Well, so does she.
No, she doesn't. She wants $50,000.
The fact, I agree with that, but the fact that, like, after 6 years, you didn't know that your person was capable of this, that's on him. You should have seen this coming.
Yeah, people don't change that much.
Like, this conversation never happened. you didn't find out, like, early on in the relationship when you talked about having kids that, like, she was going to be like, well, I'm not doing it unless I'm paid.
But they prefaced it by saying they both want kids. So she does want kids.
Yeah, but there's an asterisk next to it, though.
But only if she gets paid.
Right, asterisk.
So she doesn't want kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus tax.
yeah, you didn't factor in tax.
Right, I forgot about taxes.
You got to figure the fact, how much does a kid cost per year? We did that
segment.
Way
too much.
It's a lot, right? Yeah. It's like 10 grand a year or something, isn't
More than that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He's going to be on the hook for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow that'll end up being his fault. Yeah, I agree with Lazy. Just get away from this woman. She sounds nuts.
Yeah. She's a succubus.
Damn. He's really taking a hard stance on that.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong.
Assassinate Putin, succubus lady, Lazy E. Tired.
Where's the next hard call?
Tired Lazy E is just all about making bold statements.
That's right. It's hot takes tonight.
give me some sizzle. Give me like a sound effect for that. There you go. Yeah, since we're all about sound effects tonight. Let us know what you think. Freaksatafreakaccident.com.
Booyah!
there you go. Haven't had a good booyah in a while. So up next is the first body part that you wash in the shower says something about your personality, or it might.
Mm.
We'll get to it on Freak Accident.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Wash my arms, legs, and mouth. I'm going to splash, splash, splash about. Scrub my feet, scrub my toes, scrub my face.
Yeah. Mickey, this is just instructions for you.
Thanks.
We just want you to know.
Don't forget the part about peeing on your own feet because you're a filthy animal.
I don't pee on the feet.
You're supposed to do that.
I never said to pee on my feet. I said to pee in the shower is fine.
Oh, yeah.
That was Kara.
I didn't say pee on my feet.
You said
that. I said you pee in the shower because for...
How does that work for you exactly?
Well, it just... I don't know. It comes out, I guess. Oh, no. How does pee work? It's good
Oh,
for
my
your...
God. That's the next ICP song.
How does pee work?
Miracles.
Somebody remind me that that's our quote for the post next week. So this article was posted in The Sun.
Oh.
All the way up there.
Apparently, depending on which body part you wash first in the shower, it determines something about your personality. Now, we all take showers here, right?
Yes.
Mickey, are you like an exclusive bath person?
No, but I sit in the shower.
Why not just take a bath then?
Because it takes too long for the tub to fill up.
why do you have to make everything so weird? Like why can't you
could just you could just left it. Why do you? Why?
Nothing is normal with her. No. Nothing is ever normal and straightforward.
No.
I sit in the shower. Like I do a headstand when I take a dump. Like it's always something freaking weird.
Do you sit Indian style?
Sometimes
in the shower?
Yeah.
What do you do while you're sitting? Like, just hang out? Like,
yep.
Think about things with the shower?
It's my quiet time.
Yeah. I tie my toothbrush to my dog's tail and chase it around, and that's how I brush my teeth.
I brush my eyebrows.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. You asked.
I regret that now so much. So this article was in The Sun. Some lifestyle expert claims the spot you wash first might reveal something. So here's what it reveals based on...
Should we find out our spots first?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, Lazy E?
Yeah.
Hair.
Hair first.
Because I go hair first because when you wash your hair, all the grossness comes down.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So then I wash my body.
There's some logic to that. Kara? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think my hair also.
Okay. Mickey?
It depends. It's either my hair or my face.
It is hair for me and head. I do top down.
That's
for the same reason. Like you wash your hair, everything goes onto your face then. You wash your face and you keep washing it down the length of your body.
Downtown.
Feet. Kara goes right from her face to her privates. That's great.
I go
nose to butthole.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
The Kara story. Nose to butthole.
That's my biography. Yeah. My movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's apparently what these things reveal, though, depending on where you start. So we don't start... We may not necessarily start in any of these places, but other people listening to this might. Okay, so apparently, if you wash your face first...
Which I do sometimes.
Okay. It means you love money.
Sounds about right.
Wow. And... might struggle to get along with other people.
Oh! What?
I don't struggle. I choose not to get along with other people.
I would tell you to hire this person as your biographer, but we know you wouldn't bother paying them because you're obsessed about money.
Wow.
What a waste of expense.
Don't both of those things apply to about 90% of us, this asks. Yeah, but like, not really. I don't know. Some people aren't Mickey, and they look at other people and they don't immediately despise them.
Well, right now it's right.
Yeah.
This,
so far,
this whole thing is
so
spot
far.
On.
Sometimes Mickey starts with the old face. Okay. Number two, your shoulders.
That's a weird place.
Why
to start.
Would you start with your shoulders?
Because picture people going in, like especially guys. I could picture them like getting in the shower and getting like the soap and being like. You know, immediately.
Why do we make that face?
And you also hum when you shower.
Yeah, and again, she gave us the caveman meathead voice. Yeah.
No, I think I was lighter. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then soap your hands, then soap your face. Like, that's what I could picture some guys probably doing. And then soap in the head of their body.
Well, what does shoulders mean?
Shoulders mean you're loyal, reliable, devoted, and tend to carry the world on your shoulders. That's why you want to wash the shoulders off first.
What's hair?
I'm getting there.
All right.
Stop being so impatient. All right. Number three, armpits.
Why would you start with the armpit?
Because you're stinky.
Gross.
I don't know, you get in the shower, you get sudsy up, first thing you go to is, I can maybe see that,
you know.
But actually, you go like this. Nobody can see you, Kara.
It means you're attentive. You might come across as naive and lacking confidence.
Hmm. Yeah, because you're washing your pits and then your face.
Well, yeah, but soap cleans. It's self-cleaning. It's soap.
Yeah. Okay. Wash your butt, then your face.
It's soap.
I'm oblivious. What?
Okay. So,
check out
number four, your chest.
Ooh.
Why that response?
I know. It's
booyah.
That's why I looked to you because
I'm the other one that's super tired. So yeah. Great idea.
Why did neither of the guys on the show hear chest and go ooh?
Yeah. I had to look to Lazy E because I have nothing. There's just
your reactions made me laugh so hard. I have tears coming out of my eyes.
Why else are coming out of your eyes? Where is the tears coming from?
Your nose.
Coming out my nose.
I got tears coming out of my mouth.
That's drool.
Oh my god! That meal was so good I'm crying out of my mouth! God, you are dumb and happy.
I sneezed out my butt.
Yeah. Oh no, my butt's coughing. You must have a cold. Oh my god.
So what's chest?
Mickey, chest is the upper part of your torso where your pectoral muscles are.
That's thanks, Captain Obvious.
Okay.
He has a cape.
Your chest means you're honest and loyal, but also stressed out a lot. Carry a lot of stress in the boobs.
I need to start doing more ab workouts because my stomach hurts so bad and I'm laughing right now.
We finally come to hair now.
All right.
Okay, so hair. This is all of us now. You ready?
No, boy.
Except for you, your face.
Well, it depends.
Face.
Hair means you are a hopeless romantic.
What? Nope.
who's usually immersed in your own thoughts.
Yep.
Also, you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Well, ooh, obviously.
He gives a ooh for that.
Clearly, I do too. Well,
smart and sad. Look at that. Yeah. Huh. There's nobody sadder than artists.
I'm turning a corner here.
There you go.
I'm just going to wash my hair.
What'll that do for you?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll create art of some kind, I'm sure.
Nobody will bother me anymore.
And finally, it gives one last answer. Random. Why aren't, like, does nobody start with their legs? Nobody
feet.
Does that? Yeah.
Random people.
Maybe. Right. Like maybe that's what the random category. Yeah. Yeah. Or start with butt. Who knows?
They get in the shower, they're like, I gotta start with the dirtiest first place. Place first, whoops.
First place.
If you don't go in a specific order, you're an adventurous person who doesn't like to be bored.
Well,
yeah, you're adventurous. If you're going butt to face, that's... Well, go ahead, Kara. It's soap.
There you go.
You cleans go itself.
Butt to front part to feet, and then to the rest of your body, then to face.
Well, I mean, are you sliding the soap down your butt cheeks like a credit card? I think you're fine.
Yeah.
How else do you get in there?
I use a loofah.
Oh, well, that's different.
See?
I wouldn't go butt to face with a loofah.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, stuff hangs out on there.
That poor sea sponge.
This was a fun segment.
Yeah, this is a terrible imagery evoked, though. Terrible imagery. Hey, listen, that segment's over, though.
Oh.
So we got like 10 minutes left in the show. We haven't done this in quite a while. We gonna bust out Twitter roulette?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll finish out the show with something weird and unique.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
We are never, ever, ever getting rid of Twitter.
Unfortunately. Maybe like the worst place on the internet, or it's up there.
Twitter.
What's that?
Twitter.
Twitter, yeah. Because it's like everybody gives their knee-jerk reaction on Twitter. Nobody thinks, and they just say like awful things really, really quickly.
Just like Facebook?
And it's worse, though. Worse. It's like distilled angst.
And they only have how many words to use?
Oh, yeah. Now it's...
It's like 200 and something, yeah. I think. They upped it. But in either case, we haven't had to do this in a while, but we will randomly go to Twitter, okay, and we will just zip on through, like, the, I guess, the Discover section. Is that what this is? They fleshed it out since, like...
I just remember when last time we did it, it was, like, trends or whatever.
So it's, like, it's in the trending section, so I'm just flipping on through, and I'm just going to land on a random one.
All right.
Okay. Well, okay.
Wait. Is it gas prices or Putin?
Gas prices.
Shocker.
She's smart. How did you know that? So this is, drivers facing record gas prices say they'd pay more to stop the war. The war is one of the main things driving the cost of gas right now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're holding back oil.
Yeah, Russia is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, I mean, the price of gas was already high, and it's just getting worse. And, like, I was watching a thing the other day. It's like, well, it could go as high as $5 before it starts to decline. And I'm like, how do you even know it's going to decline?
Right.
The administration was saying at the end of last year, well, prices are going to start tumbling soon. They're going to be below $3 a gallon in no time. I'm like, how could you possibly know that? And now, sure enough, a couple months later, it ended up not being true either. So what good is any of that predicting?
I got really sad today yesterday when I pumped gas, and I was happy I found a place at 418.
Wow.
It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. Murderer brought up, they went to California years ago, probably 2006, 2007, and gas prices, and they drove from Pennsylvania to California, they were at $4.50 a gallon.
Wow.
So this isn't the first time around that we've had these super high gas prices before.
No, they've been up there before, but I mean, it hurt last time. I guess, like, the big concern is just, like, how long it's going to potentially last.
Roll that Twitter thing again.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go to the next one down. Four things you didn't know about the Endurance, the ancient lost ship just found in the Antarctic.
I did see about this.
They found a boat?
Yeah, they found a... It was, well, basically what you said, 100 years old.
Wow. Ernest Henry Shackleton's 144-foot-long ship Endurance has finally been discovered off the coast of Antarctica. Apparently, he was an explorer. He set out to discover the world. The ship and its crew set out to make the first land crossing of the Antarctic, but they had to abandon the mission and the ship once it became trapped by sea ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's pretty interesting.
It is, actually. Yeah, it looks like, from the pictures... Yeah, it was like it was a ship, like an old style ship, like with the masts or whatever, and the sails.
What's really cool is in the front they have like a gold emblem with the name. It's still intact.
Really?
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching that on Good Morning America this morning. Hmm. I guess it was
always
the
ship was found fully intact. That's crazy. Looks just like it did on the November day that it went down.
Except a lot more wet.
It was an ice, right? Or was it trapped by ice? So, proof that cryotherapy will work? Cryopreserving? Forget it.
Dumb
I can't say
happy.
Words today. This is disastrous.
We'll flip over to
I have to get that one.
We'll flip over real quick to sports. Apparently, Lazy E, the Colts are trading quarterback Carson Wentz to Washington.
The Commanders.
For a package of packs.
I thought you were going to say pencils.
Do you mean picks?
Yeah.
Package of the tweet by Adam Schefter says package of packs. A pack of packs, Mickey.
The
bigger story was Russell Wilson getting traded.
What was that?
He went to the Broncos for a massive...
Yeah,
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
They gave up way too much for Russell Wilson. The Broncos gave away the farm for him.
I really want the Vikings to get rid of Cousins. Like, they have to. Way too expensive.
Speaking as a Vikings fan, did you hear how much Aaron Rodgers is getting paid to stay with the Packers?
It's like a ridiculous sum of money.
He's the highest paid quarterback now. 4 years, $200 million.
Oh, yeah. That I heard it was like, it was like 40-something million a year or something like that, right? With additional.
And then 154 of it is guaranteed.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's like it's insanity. Absolute insanity.
And he's at the end of his career.
Yeah, why?
And the crazy thing is, I feel bad as you as a Vikings fan have to deal with this. That means if he plays the whole contract, you have had to face 34 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play. Brett Favre than him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still hoping COVID gets him, the freaking anti-vax weirdo. Anyway.
Anyway.
Then let's see. Entertainment. How about that?
Mm.
Anybody see Buttman yet?
Buttman?
Yeah, Batman, the movie.
Oh, you said Buttman.
Yeah, I did. I was being funny.
Oh.
Did anybody see it yet?
No.
No.
It's also Robert Pattinson is Batman, so Buttman.
I did see a funny meme, though, for it, that Robin Pattinson is the worst vampire ever. It took him 14 years to become a bat.
I've heard it's...
That's good.
I've heard from multiple people it's really good.
So have I. Yeah, everybody says it's good.
And it made a ridiculous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not... So I flipped over to entertainment, and literally everything, with the exception of Shazam 2, was pushed or brought up to the end of 2022, December 16th of the end of this year, and Black Adam was pushed back. Everything else is about Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Wait, is Shazam the one with Shaq?
No. Shaq?
No, that was an old movie.
You're thinking of Kazam.
Yeah.
That's not too far outside of...
What's Shazam?
A superhero movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everything's talking about Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Well, of course.
The trailer for that dropped today. It looks really good. Lazy E and I were talking about how the only good Star Wars is being made on their TV shows.
That's fine.
All their movies for the last 20 something years have been terrible. but the TV shows have all been good to great.
Oh yeah.
Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
That trailer does
look
good.
I don't really have much to say about it.
Ewan McGregor's back. What's it? Christensen is back as Vader in that series, too, I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, they brought back the old crew.
But he's going to be in the suit, though, so you're not even going to know that it's him.
But you'll know.
But Luke, I am your father.
Wow. I didn't think we'd get the worst Darth Vader impression on this show, but we got it.
It was practically like James Earl Jones yeah. was in the room. I mean, I didn't even notice the difference.
We should have her finish the show in that voice.
Ooh, great idea, Kara.
Wow, Mickey.
Since that is
Love
the
you.
End of the show.
You're going to do it, though.
Okay.
Freaking brilliant idea. Smart.
Yeah, that is.
Sad, but smart. Kara, go for it.
All right.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Here's the information, Luke. Go to our website, freakaccident.com.
Kind of sounds like Yoda.
And click on some buttons. First and foremost.
That does sound like Yoda.
The first one is podcasts. That's where you listen to the podcast.
For sale, sonny.
As you can subscribe to podcasts and listen to
when did he turn into a caveman? When you subscribe to podcasts.
Next, move or slide your cursor over to
the connect. My God.
Connect tab.
I can't.
Hey, but you click.
Yeah, that sucks.
But you click on the connect tab. You will find all of our social media.
Okay, like Yoda. A little if I touch it.
Wait. Stop,
and I can't
hear you. No, it's bad enough. Let her just do it. Let her just do it. Because
who's the pig finding the truffle now? Okay. Luke, the Kinect tab has the area of our social media.
Oh, are you hurting yourself?
My throat hurts when I do this.
Oh my God.
The worst. You guys are the worst people in the world.
I mean, I don't know. I feel pretty great. I feel awesome.
Oh, what's the rest of it?
Social media tabs.
Yeah, we already went
then
through that.
Go to shop and buy our shirts.
Go to shop and buy our shirts. Oh my God. I don't even know
I can't
what
do
I heard.
This. I can't. And then go to the, buy the shirt, request free stickers by putting in your information that is requested when you get there, and go to places that you get your podcast, subscribe, smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, punch it.
Push the crap out of that thing, and then click share, and share us with your friends, and also rate us or review us, because that is Soup's
important, Luke.
I just realized she has no idea what's going on because she does not have her headphones in.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are doing.
I just got echoes on you.
Yeah.
I was trying to imitate the Vader.
Did I do everything? Email us at freaks@afreakaccident.com. And the website is afreakaccident.com. And all the social media handles are pretty much @afreakaccident. And... and
what else, Luke?
What does that sound?
I don't know.
Wait,
who that is. Luke. I don't even know.
Wait, I can
it's
do
like
it.
Yoda's trying to be Darth Vader.
I can do it,
Luke.
Nope.
I can do it. Nope.
I think I managed to hit all the things, though. Right? Maybe.
I mean, that was close enough.
I have no idea.
It was probably painful for people to listen to.
Yeah, it was.
It was worth it, though.
You were right.
I was laughing the whole time. I don't know what you said. Basically, subscribe and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. That's the most important thing. Everything else, go to the website. You'll figure it out. on the show next week when we come back.
Don't share Kara with your friends.
Yeah, no.
But share us with your friends, though. 8 eating habits. That's all. Just 8 eating habits.
Okay.
And a guy made $75,000 a year doing nothing but suing one specific segment of the world. But you'll be happy to hear about what it was. Hmm. So maybe a money making scheme in your future. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon, and maybe Lord Vader as well. For a freak accident, I'm Chris Cole.
I'm disappointed.
I'm your father.
I'm oblivious, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Kill myself, I will.
Booyah!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.